This is CPR News. I'm Haley May. A federal judge has blocked the deportation order of the wife and five children of the suspect in Sunday's attack in Boulder. The family was taken into federal custody Tuesday by ICE. They have not been charged in the attack. An Egyptian man's been charged with attempted murder and hate crimes in that firebombing. He's accused of throwing Molotov cocktails and using a makeshift flamethrower on people demonstrating in support of the hostages captured by Hamas. Today, Governor Jared Polis joined local faith and community leaders for a vigil in Boulder. KUNC's Lucas Brady Woods was there.
Hundreds of people gathered in front of Boulder's historic courthouse along the Pearl Street Mall to denounce anti-Semitism. It was the exact spot where 3 days earlier, a suspect threw Molotov cocktails and injured more than a dozen people. Speakers like Boulder Rabbi Mark Soloway called for an end to hate speech.
The whole Jewish community is reeling, shocked that this hideous hate crime could happen right here in downtown beautiful Boulder, Colorado. And yet, we have seen this coming.
Data from the Anti-Defamation League shows a sharp rise in anti-Semitic incidents in the U.S. over the last several years. Polis called Sunday's attack a, quote, act of terrorism and urged people to support each other. Witnesses of the attack also spoke at the vigil. It was an emotional scene with some in tears.
That was Lucas Brady Woods reporting for the Colorado Capital News Alliance. The Boulder Jewish Community Center is hosting another community vigil tonight. That starts at 5. This is CPR News.